Number 32, stop comparing yourself to others. This is a continuation of the theme from the last video where we talked about building up intrinsic self-worth. One of the biggest extrinsic things we define ourselves by and one of the ways that we can bring down our self-worth is by comparing ourselves to the success or the things that we see that look amazing that other people have done. That's stepping outside of ourselves and being a little less authentic. That's where the expressions come from of keeping up with the Joneses, trying to be what other people are, or seeing that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Cultivating intrinsic self-worth and an authentic self and authentic expression is about seeing where the grass is already green enough where you're at. And it's about seeing where do the Joneses look for you. And it's about asking the question, why am I so concerned with what they're doing and not concerned with where I'm at in the way that I am myself intrinsically? Because health and longevity are things that come from within, are things that are within ourselves. If we're trying to be somebody else, then we're getting outside of ourselves, and that's where a lot of stress and that's where a lot of health issues actually will originate. One of the greatest causes of depression is comparing ourselves to other people, other situations. And one of the reasons that that's not so wise a thing to do is, especially on the internet or on TV, that's where you start to hear about the gambler that's going to tell you about the one time they won it big, but they won't tell you about the thousand times that they lost just about everything. It's the fantasy that it's always that way. Social media is terrible for this because most people aren't going to post about all the challenges that they have. They're not going to talk about how they have it real rough. They're going to say, hey, look how great this is. Look how great that is. And we sit and we look at that and go, man, my life's never good enough to post. But in reality, it is. It's just there in our own way. And when my wife and I do workshops on this, that's one of the things that we help with. There's a lot of tools out there for that. One of the best stories I heard that exemplifies this was from Bob Proctor, and he got it from another source I don't recall. You can go find it on the internet. And the story is called Acres of Diamonds. And one of the biggest pieces of that is it was basically a man that had land. He found the land to be worthless. He didn't think anything was going to come from it. He got frustrated after trying to make his fortune. He looked in all many different places and couldn't make it. Eventually, he sold the land for a pittance, and a man that understood a little bit more about rocks and earth came, and he surveyed it, and he cultivated it, and he found out that it actually was filled with rocks that were diamonds, and he ended up with acres and acres of diamonds, and this was something that he'd already had and he ignored. And so stop comparing yourselves to others, stop looking out at these extrinsic little areas in there, and start to work a little bit more on why are you comparing yourself, what is it about them, and what are the down parts of that, what are the pieces, you know, why is it you really want their life? What do you have in your own life that's just equally as valuable? And focus a little on that because that's how you cultivate intrinsic self-worth. Now, one other piece of that doesn't mean to say that we don't look at others and we don't get to say, oh, wow, I wish I could be like that. One of the people that I've looked at would be somebody like Richard Branson, where you go, wow, he's got these beautiful houses. He's got this private island. He's got all these neat companies. He's sort of a playboy billionaire, and he's kind of fun to watch and follow. Now, I don't sit there and go, oh, I'm not like Richard Branson. I'm a failure. It's more like, you know, I would be very fun to be in a position like that. How can I serve other people and get to a level where I could live maybe a lifestyle like that? That's where you work on looking at other people is saying, okay, where do I already have that, and how do I get to that level? That's why we want to cultivate self-worth. Because remember, everything's internal. That's why you set goals, you set objectives, you set ambitions, and you focus on what you want, and then you stop worrying about what other people are doing because you're focused here on you. And all of that is internal. That's why I tell you to take care of your spine, because that's an internal, that's where health originates. If you come into my office, you'll see on the screensavers of the computers that it says health is within, because that's where it's at. That's why we cultivate intrinsic self-worth. That's why we don't compare ourselves to other people. We don't compare to other fantasies that we see on the internet. We work on who we are authentically so that we can build the life that we really want to have. And that's whether it's big or small. So stop comparing yourself to others. Go ahead and comment below. and let me know how this exercise has affected you. How about if you've noticed that you compare yourself to others and how you've gone through asking the questions to get around that. Certainly reach out if it's something that I can help you with, because my wife and I certainly have tools that help people with that simple strategy to get through it.